Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Annie Oakley, Woman at Arms by Courtney Riley Cooper. Chapter 1. In the autumn of 1926, they laid away Little Missy's sewing basket, her fine needles, the unfinished pieces of embroidery which, dainty stitch after dainty stitch, had grown under her skilled fingers and sharp eyes from the embryo of a mere stamped pattern to works of artistry. But some of these were brought forth again. There were those grateful for even a bit of uncompleted fancy work. If that trifle of linen and floss could form an intrinsic remembrance of a white-haired woman who in all her life had done naught but kindness, who had given of her store of wealth that suffering might be alleviated, the uneducated benefited by the advantage of books and schooling, generosity provided where penury had been before. The little missy had first-hand knowledge of what hardships meant, and even the adulation of millions who once used her name more frequently than that of the ruling President of the United States could not wipe out a feeling of camaraderie for all whose lot might not be of the happiest. A philanthropist? Not at all, in the common acceptance of the term. She, perhaps, would have resented the word. Such things were merely the outpouring of the nature of a woman who had fought her way from virtual slavery to a position in which, for a span of years at least, she was the most famous feminine personage in the entire world.